The Bible says that in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 14, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Throughout the scriptures that I've noticed, there are time and time again that the Lord Jesus Christ calls us children. Whether we be 70, 80, 90, 100, he still calls us his children. I'm glad about that. He says that we're to call him Father. And Jesus said that we have a hope. We have a hope. You know, life in this world, if we have no hope, I know there's a lot of hope that went on in your home when your kids were growing up and you were ready to go. You knew, you didn't know sometimes what time you were going, but you knew you were going to go camping or something. And you had that hope. That was something you got to look forward to. Years ago, there was a lady that was dying, and her son came to her and said, Mama, what's going on? He says, just get everything fixed up. I'm going to die. And boy, she's given up, you know. And he knew her birthday was a month from that day. And he went and got airplane tickets for her and her daughter and said, Mom, they're having a great big birthday party down in Texas for you. And here's two tickets. Now, I know you're going to die, but here's two tickets. And the next day, he saw his mother. And she was up scurrying around cleaning the house. And he said, Mama, I thought you were going to die. She said, I don't have time. I've got a birthday party to go to. You know, a lot of times in our life, we really need a hope. We need to look forward to something. We need to have something to look forward to. We Christians who have accepted Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, we have a hope. The Bible says, we sorrow not as others who have no hope. There are some people in this world I feel so sorry for them. They have no hope. I try my best. I do everything to tell people about Jesus Christ, to give them that hope that endures forever, something to look forward to. My, oh, my, oh, my, that's a terrible thing to just think you're going to die and that's it. But, boy, if you have this hope, that's why we read the scripture today. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And so Jesus gave us this hope. And this is his testimony. He promised those that would accept him as their personal Savior will be with him forever. What a wonderful promise. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, go to hell, but have everlasting life. David understood that. You remember the scripture we read in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. At the end of that, in the end of that song that David wrote, he said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He had that hope. John, the youngest of all the apostles, said this in First John chapter 5 verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. That's a wonderful promise to us. You know, when you come to a funeral and you have no hope, that's pretty devastating. That's pretty devastating. You know, I like that old song that goes, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. You know, I'm just passing through. And we're just passing through. You say, Clarence is 84. I know. That's not very long into eternity, is it? That's not very long. That's just a short time. For millions and quadrillions of years that we'll ever be with the Lord. Jesus said, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Jesus gives this promise and comfort. And he says, we have God's promise. We have God's comfort to see your husband and your father again, and your grandfather and your great-grandfather and family and friends. As we have God's promises, we have God's comfort. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, But I would that none of you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring him. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The Lord promised to comfort us. The Lord said about those that die, he said, they're precious to me. Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This word precious is in the, is a yarkar word. That's the word for it in the Hebrew. It has this idea of rare and splendid and excellent and brightness and prized and honorable and highly valued and weighty and glorious and clear. That's what precious means. David was saying to the children of Israel, when a believer passes from this world to heaven, God's heaven, he says, this is how God sees it. He looks at them as precious and rare and splendid and excellent and brightness. Sounds like a precious stone, doesn't it? And that's what God said. He said, this is what's precious about this. According to the Word of God, when we finish our work here on earth, he says, you're precious to me. Why are we precious to God? Because of what it cost him to get us to heaven. It cost him fellowship with his Father. You know, we just enjoyed Christmas. And Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth. He came to live for 33 years. And then he died on the cross and rose on the third day so that we could go to heaven. It cost him his friends. They all forsook him, the Bible said. It cost him agony and suffering, the hideous beating that he took. It cost him ridicule. It cost him mocking. It cost him scoffing. It cost him scorn as he died on the cross. Can you imagine? That is God, what they did to him. And that's what it cost him. And he said, I want you to know, when a person dies, that's precious to me because I bought his price for heaven. We have an eternal home of heaven because of all he did for us. In the 44 years I've been preaching, I have acquired some very favorite verses. I'm going to give you some of these. O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation to forever. Psalm 16. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 23. He asked life of thee, and thou gave it him, even length of days forever and ever. Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Matthew 25, the righteous into life eternal. Mark 10, and in the world to come, eternal life. John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 6:68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 10:28, I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I could go on and on and on of scripture verses about God telling us about eternal life. You know, this is real. This is real. You can say what you want, but I'm telling you what, God's promises are real. I heard a man say to me, he said, I don't believe it. I said, okay, I'll tell you what to do. You just tell God, God, you prove to me that your Bible is real. You prove to me your word is real. I dare you to do that. Most people won't do it because they might find out it is real. Just tell the Lord, I don't believe that. You show me, and he will show you. Our eternal homes can be heaven if Christ is our Savior. An old rabbi was speaking to his young pupils in school one day, and he said this, just before you die, get your heart right with God. And the little boy raised his hand. And he said, "But Rabbi, how do we know when we're going to die?" "Ah, that's a good question. That's a good question. We don't know." "Good night." It's about a week. Everything was okay, and all of a sudden, boy, life was quick. I just don't know. And that's why it's time to invite Christ as Savior. You know, death comes suddenly. When I was pastoring a church in Dunham, Minnesota, I was just 23 years old, just a young preacher. Just married a couple, and about a year later, they had a little baby. Her name was Audrey Ann. And 8 months after she was born, they were backing out of the driveway, and the door fell open, and the baby fell out. Death comes to everybody. Being a preacher as long as I have, and chaplain, I see it all the time. Death comes suddenly at any place, at any age. The Word of God gives us some various illustrations so that mankind can grasp how long life is. He says, life is like an eagle hastening to its prey. Life is like a pilgrimage. Life is like a dream. Life is like a vapor. Life is like a flower that quickly fadeth away. Life is like a grass. John Wesley wrote, "'Tis sweet to grow old in the fear of the Lord as life's shadows longer creep, till all steps grow slow and our sun sweeps low. He gives his beloved sleep. The graves are thick around us. There lie many dearer, because they are dead. We must soon lie with them. I do not say suffer not, for Jesus suffered. We are to suffer as men valiant in battle, whose wounds, when they hurt the most, are incentives of new courage and earnest of a future honor. I do not say weep not. Jesus wept. But sorrow not for the Christian dead. They are safe and blessed. Weep for the sinner who has no hope at all. I do not say shudder not. At the thought of death, Jesus trembled when he took the cup into his hand, dropping with bloody sweat. It is human nature to shriek and shrink from the grave. But I say, fear not. Now it is your duty to live. When death comes, you will have the grace to die. Look through the dark avenue. Think of the good of the awaiting you and home in Father's house. Think of the precious ones whom we weep, but who weep no more. Fear not to leave behind your living whom you have commanded to Jesus. He will remember your trust. Be ready to go where you shall not be unwelcomed to your Father, your Savior, and your family around the throne. There awaiting the resurrection morning when the family shall be complete, no wanderer lost. Beloved Clarence, will we bid thee not farewell, but only for a little while. Good night. Thou shalt rise soon at the first dawn of the resurrection day of the redeemed. It is we who linger in darkness. Thou art in God's own light. Our night too shall soon be past, and with it all our weeping. Then with thine our song shall greet the morning of the day that knows no night. Then at his voice thou shalt spring from thy couch of earth and be fashioned like unto his glorious Son. Until then, beloved, sleep. We praise God for thee and expect to praise God with thee. Amen. Let's pray.